We have told the story of Jesus from beginning to his birth. There is much more to the story of Jesus. But that gets us, the nine readings that we have shared together tonight, get us from the very beginning of our story as human beings, created in God's image and yet fallen, displeasing God with our actions and our choices, to this wonderful plan of redemption and salvation that begins this night with the birth of Jesus. When I grew up as a child in Anderson, Indiana, my hometown, there was a tradition around Christmas time. That tradition was a big service that they called Candles and Carols. And as I was thinking about this service, I thought, this is kind of that. We have a lot of carols to sing, and we have some candles to light, too. But there are some remarkable differences between our service tonight and that event from my childhood, which I think still goes on, candles and carols. This thing down in Indiana is broadcast on public television. It is quite a production. There are lots of choirs and lots of soloists, and it's a huge thing. I was in it as a choir member when I was a teenager and whatnot. And those of us who were participating in it year after year grew to call it by our own sort of pet name. We call it Candles, Carols, Cables, and Cameras. Because there were so many cables and cameras. It had become such a production that it kind of lost a little bit of meaning for us. I'm sure it, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, I'm sure it's meaningful for a lot of folks who still see it today. But there were cameras everywhere to catch everybody's facial expressions and everybody picking their noses at the wrong time. And cables strung all over the place for us to not trip over or occasionally to trip over. It was such an ordeal. But there's something to the idea of those first two elements of the candles, carols, cables, and cameras. The candles and the carols. As we've sung carols tonight, we have reminded ourselves of the great truth of the mystery of Jesus' incarnation, of his birth and his dwelling among us. And now we begin to turn our attention to these candles. We have already lit four candles before this evening began, one for each of the weeks of Advent, the season which we are concluding really tonight, a season of waiting and expectation. The four candles, the three purple and one pink in our sanctuary here, representing in some order hope, joy, love, and peace, four big themes of the Advent season. And tonight we have lit the central candle, the white candle, which we call the Christ candle. It is lit on Christmas Eve and then again on Christmas Day as a reminder of Jesus, who is the light of the world, the one who has come into the world, as John says in this last reading, which Angie read for us, full of grace and truth. He is the true light that brings light to all people. And he has come into the world in this most amazing of ways. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light has shined in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Or other translations say the darkness has not overcome it. There's something really fascinating about candles, I think. You all have a candle? If you want to have a candle, take a look at that candle. What's it doing right now? It's not doing a whole lot, is it? It's just kind of sitting there. That's what candles do. They don't really do anything on their own. They just sit there and take up space. Have you ever made a candle before? Is it like an art project or something? It's pretty fun, right? You take a piece of string or, you know, the special thing that will become the wick, and you dip it in the wax, right, over and over again until it kind of builds up around it, and you've got a candle. It's really very simple. It's a very simple object. It just doesn't do anything. It just sits there until something happens, right? Until the flame touches the wick. And once that happens, the candle can never be the same again. It begins to burn. Very slowly, relatively speaking. I mean, if I stand here long enough, it won't be very it won't be very tall. But it starts to burn. The wick burns down. The wax melts and is fuel for the fire, right? And it can never be the same again. Now, some of you are holding candles that are brand new. I see there are some untouched wicks, right, that have not been burned before. You've got a new candle. Others of you have candles that have been used before. We recycle around here, you know. There's not much sense in throwing out a candle that's been used for about 30 seconds once a year. So we kind of hold on to them and clean them up a little bit. But if you look at it, you can tell that it has been burned before, right? You know that once a candle has been lit, it changes. There is a transformation that happens in this candle. Once the light enters into it and begins to shine out from it. We each have a candle, and the meaning of the candles in this particular service is a very personal kind of a thing. Your candle represents you. And just as I have lit my candle from the central Christ candle, to represent that Christ has come into my life, so we will all light our candles from that Christ candle by way of this one. We're not all going to have to come up to the front here. Don't worry, you'll be all right to stay where you are. But the light that comes from the light that represents Jesus Christ comes into each of our candles to remind us that true life and true light come from Jesus himself and from Jesus alone. It is only he who can enter our lives and transform them so that they will never be the same again. And that is one of the mysteries of Christmas, that once Christ has entered your life, things will never really be the same. Your perspective on the world will change. Your view of other people will change. The way you interpret events, the way you understand things going on in your life will change. Because the true light that has come into the world has come into your life as well. Let this candle lighting time be a reminder of that true light that has come into this world. Remember the words of John from that last reading, the last lesson of the evening. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. The same author, John, would say in one of his letters later in 1 John, see what love God has given us that we should be called children of God. That is what we are. Let this be a reminder that you are a beloved child of God, and his light through Jesus Christ shines into your life and can transform you so that things will never be the same. Let us adore him together as we sing our final carol of the evening. Praise team folks, if you'd come back up and lead us in singing, O Come All Ye Faithful. The hymn is number 184. We'll sing all the verses. And if we haven't lit all our candles by the time we've sung all the verses, we'll repeat a verse or two. It'll be all right.